All right, welcome to the Next Gen Advent Podcast, and we are going to be talking about heart preparation today. I have two special guests with me, some brothers, and they're going to be helping me kind of talk through these subjects. And right now I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves. So go ahead, what is your name and what grade are you in?
Mako and kindergarten.
All right, and who's my next friend over here?
My name is Nico, and I'm in fourth grade.
All right. And so you guys are going to help us really kind of think through these questions. And so before we dig into the text, I have a question for you guys. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas? Mako, go ahead.
Snowmans.
Oh, I like, do you like building them or do you like looking at them or what?
I like jumping in them.
Jumping in snowmen. Okay, great. Nico, what about you?
I love celebrating Jesus's birthday.
Nico, what do you enjoy about celebrating Jesus' birthday? Do you guys have any special like things that you do, or you're like, I just love the whole thing?
We spend time with family and celebrate Jesus's birthday.
Yeah, so like spending time with family.
Yeah,
I like that too. Nico, what's something at Christmas that you like to do that's better to do with people than to do by yourself?
I like seeing people like receive the gifts I give them.
Yes, me too, right? And then what do you like to watch for? Like, what are you looking for when someone's opening the gift that you gave them? What are you hoping happens?
I'm hoping that they like the gift when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mako, what is something that you enjoy doing with people at Christmas?
Presents,
yeah. Do you like opening them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured that's a good answer. All right, Nico, this year on the Advent Podcast, we're talking about how God is with us. How do you imagine that God is with you?
It makes me feel safe, mm-hmm. and I imagine that he's in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right. And if you're ever feeling like unsafe, right, how do you remind yourself that he's with you?
By looking in the Bible and worshiping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are two great answers, right? You're like, sometimes we forget. Right? And you're like, oh, I have to be reminded of like what is true and what's actually going on. All right, Nico, so why don't you help us dive into our passage? We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 80, and we're going to have Nico read a portion of that for us.
Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
I love that, right? And so we're looking at like our heart preparation and what it takes for us just to be able to think through Advent. Advent, one of the beauties of it is that we're setting a time, space and time and thoughts to be able to get ready for Christmas. And so we're not just distracted by presents and Santa Claus and things where you're like, those are fun. But it's not what Christmas is about, right? And so in Advent, we're trying to like get our hearts ready to be able to see this is what Christmas is actually all about. And Zechariah finally spoke. After 9 months of waiting for this opportunity, the Spirit of God filled his mind with words to be heard. A few specific themes came to the forefront in Zechariah's prophecy. He began by praising and worshiping God for who he is and what he had done. Words and phrases like blessed, salvation, raised up, deliverer, and forgiveness flowed from Zechariah's mouth. He also pointed out how all of God's words and promises were connected. He mentioned the promises that God had made to both Abraham and David over 1,000 years apart from each other. He reminded the people of the covenant promise that God made with Israel and how God had kept his promises. Finally, he prophesied about his son John and the role he would have in ushering in the Messiah. Jesus is the Most High, and John is the prophet who told everyone of his coming. John's message was one of repentance and preparation for the Messiah's arrival. He carried out the vow of the Nazarite and lived his days away from the world, preparing for his message of repentance to be heard. John was the voice crying out from the wilderness. Nico, tell me, after 9 months of silence, Zechariah finally was able to speak again, and he had a lot to say, which makes sense. When has God's word and goodness welled up in you like this?
God's word and goodness welled up in me when I gave my life to Jesus by watching my brother get baptized. Was another moment as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like those are two times when you're like, I remember very clearly like something happening inside of me when I was like, I feel very like full of God and the Holy Spirit in those moments. How old were you when you gave your life to Jesus?
Like probably like 5 maybe.
Yeah, Yeah, so it's been a while, right, for you to be able to have made that choice, and now you continue to see that. And then when you saw Alex got baptized, tell me, what was that like for you?
It made me want to, like, learn more about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you, like, saw that reality in his life, and that was, like, important to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Nico, Zacharias said that Jesus' arrival was due to God's merciful compassion. How have you experienced God's merciful compassion in your life?
Yes. Every day when I might sin, God is always so merciful to me.
That's true, right? Like, kind of like when you're on the verge of, like, what kind of choice should I make today, right? You're like, no, his mercy comes in and it helps me to keep from sinning, right? I love that. Zechariah had 9 months to consider all the things that God had said about both his future son and the Messiah. Then the Holy Spirit filled him and he spoke truth that brought hope to God's people. What do you hope for? And can you kind of help us understand what that looks like? What do you think he might be calling you out to live?
I believe that I will be used to bring others to Jesus.
So tell me about that, Nico. When you think about your future life, like, what do you feel like God is putting in your heart for that? Because you have, like, sometimes you think about going into ministry, right? Or being a pastor or stuff like that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, when you think about, like, your future life and, like, what God is, like, putting in your heart to do, what does that feel like? What do you feel like sometimes he's calling you to do?
I feel like he's calling me to love him more, mm-hmm. and, like, become more of a Christian when I grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you think you can accomplish that? Like, what are your things to do?
I think I can, like, maybe be a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just work at a church, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be awesome, right? It's a hard job, but I think that's something that, right, if God calls you to that, he's also going to equip you for that. And then we see that you already have kind of like this little dream, right, or this little thing that the Holy Spirit is giving you for, like, I think that's kind of the direction that I'm going to head in and what maybe the Lord is calling me to be able to do. And so we will continue to pray for you in that, right? And that the Lord makes that clear. And that, you're right, he continues to teach you more about himself and about who you, Nico, are created to be and how he's able to make that happen. Because being a pastor and ministering and, like you said, sharing the gospel to people, those are things that he gives us the power to do. We can't do them on our own, but he's the one who equips us to be able to do that. And so I just hope that everyone here today is able to think through maybe what preparation their heart needs to be able to be guiding our feet into the way of peace, as Luke says. And as we think about what this looks like for you, what is your next step to be able to think about what your future holds and how the Lord is preparing you and the steps of obedience that you need to have in order to walk towards that. One of my favorite things is that as we grow up, we are not making our future by the choices that we make. We are just stepping into something that the Lord has already created for us, and he's big enough and he's good enough that he's writing the story, and we are just following along for what it is. And so, Nico, would you just close us in prayer for today?
Dear God, I pray that everyone can come to Jesus and be saved. I pray that we can be examples to non-Christians as to how to be like Jesus. I pray everyone has a safe and healthy Christmas. Amen.
Amen. All right, Mako and Nico, can you just close our podcast by wishing our listeners Merry Christmas together?
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. We will see you back here again tomorrow.
A promise true.